أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة الواقع chapter 56 verses number 12 and 13 So if you look at verse number 11 we said to you أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم When we looked at verse number 11 Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's telling us, أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ Those are the ones blessed, or those are the ones blessed with nearness. Nearness to Allah, that means. That is, السَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ So that is verse number 10. These are the people, أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ These are the people blessed with nearness. And then you go to verse 12, فِي جَنَّاتٍ نَعِيمٍ In gardens of bliss. That's their condition. We explained to you, السَّابِقُونَ The different scholars, and just to make it, to strengthen what we already mentioned. So, to solidify it basically. We said to you, some scholars have mentioned that it is Anbiya alayhimus salam. Some scholars have mentioned, such as Ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayh, mentioned those who faced both Qiblas, Baytul Maqdis, as well as the Kaaba, Baytullah. So Ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayh has went for that. Others have said that every nation has their as-sabiqun, has their former ones, the best of them. So on all three scales, it can work. Anbiya alayhimus salam, they're in a category of their own. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they are in a category of their own. So every nation will have their former ones. But you cannot compare any nation We're speaking besides the Anbiya alayhimus salam. So you can't compare Anbiya alayhimus salam with Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Anbiya alayhimus salam are in their own category. And Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they are in their own category. So comes now the verse. ثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ We said to you verse number 13. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ And few. قَلِيل means few. ثُلَّة we said to you means many. ثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ Many from the earlier generations. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ And fewer from the latter generations. But then it seems that if we were pondering, and we went to verse number 39, verse 40, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, ثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ Many from the first, from the earlier generations, وَثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ And many as well, yeah, many from the latter generations. So we need to reconcile this because in verse 13 and 14, it is saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, ثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ Few from the latter generations. So how do we say this here? So first we had to identify to you, first we had to mention to you who is al-awwaleen. Who is al-awwaleen, who is akhirin. So awwaleen, akhirin. Just how we had as-sabiqun, who is al-awwaleen. Al-awwaleen, some have mentioned that from Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam's creation till up until before the advent of the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that whole period, that's one. So that is awwaleen. And akhirin, from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's birth till Qiyamah. Others have or some have mentioned this. And we've presented evidence for this previously. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu came, asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inquired. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu when the verses Verse 39 and 40 was revealed, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had mentioned then, Isma' ya Umar, ma qad anzalallahu ثلة من الأولين وثلة من الآخرين. O Umar, listen what is revealed. Many from the first generations and many from the later generations. Behold, from Adam alayhi salam to me, there is one thulla. Thulla. You know, you said thulla to min al awwalin. So there is one thulla. And my ummah is another thulla. So that's how you reconcile that. Comes the question now. What was the others? What saying do the others say, have to say? The others, senior and experts in tafsir, what do they say? Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayh has mentioned and is in support of the view that is with the entire, when we're saying thullatu min al-awwalin wa thullatu min al-akhirin, this all refers to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummah. All from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummah. And then you will see how beautifully, it's too much to go to for a general person, but how Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi, he then balances everything out, sifts everything out and says, but this here is. And if you see, there is a narration also that is put forward. Ruhul Ma'ani has recorded it. And in this narration here, it is mentioned and it is interpreted verses 39 and 40. You know where we said when you fast forwarding Surah Al-Waqiyah, you're going to verse 39, verse 40. Many of us never even looked into it. But these are the Mufassirin. They go into all of these intricacies and then they open it up and make it easy for us. So verses 39, 40, if you've missed it, if you didn't, if you're not on the boat with us, what's our question? Our question is this. Verse 13 and 14 is saying, ثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ, but then verse 14, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ, and few, so many from the first generations and few from the later generations. However, verse 39 and 40 says, many from the first generations and many, thulla is used instead of qaleel, many is used also for the later generations. So this is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Ruhul Ma'ani is recorded and put forward Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's, the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and with a good chain of transmitters, and it's mentioned that they are both from this ummah. Al-awwaleen wal-akhireen, both from this ummah. Many from the earlier generations, small number from the later generations, both of these are from this particular ummah. Qala huma jami'an min hadhihi al-ummah. Huma jami'an min ummati. Many other scholars of hadith have reported, but this is with a weak chain, and this is from Sayyiduna Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. The words of these are huma jami'an min ummati. Whereas there, with a strong chain, huma jami'an min hadhihi al-ummah. So it's just a matter of a change of word. The meaning is the same. Furthermore, to strengthen the view, if you look at it, it is kuntum wa kuntum azwajan thalatha wa kuntum azwajan thalatha, and you will be divided into three categories. If you recall, what are our three categories? Ashabul Maymana, Ashabul Mash'ama, and As-Sabiqun. Ashabul Maymana, the people of the right. Ashabul Mash'ama, these are the unfortunate, the wretched ones on the left. So the people of the right, they are good. The people of the left, wretched. And the best of them, As-Sabiqun. As-Sabiqun. So all of this fits in then. If you see, and if you go on, chapter 3, if you go turn to chapter number 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 110, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best ummah raised for the good of mankind. So all of this strengthens the fact that this ummah has a higher rank, and it is proved by the Quran Sharif, kuntum khayra ummatin, you are the best of ummas. So there's no dispute in that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, antum, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, antum tutimmuna sab'ina ummah, antum akhiruha wa akramuha ala Allah ta'ala. You are to complement 70 nations. Antum tutimmuna sab'ina ummah. You are to complete 70 nations. You are the choicest ones. You're the last ones, but you are the choicest ones. You are the most honorable ones in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that there is a particular narration of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu. He narrates this. Imagine Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, just a note here. He says, I have written down over 7,000 ahadith. 7,000 hadith. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. And this was, he chose these 7,000, over 7,000 hadith. If you want specifics, 7,275 ahadith. Sheikh al-Hadith, Hazrat Mulana Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi, has mentioned this. Go see Virtues of Knowledge. It's in Fadail Amal if you have forgotten. And he speaks about all the muhaddithin and their sacrifices at the end of their chapter. Beautiful section. The one day I was listening, someone, they were doing ta'aleem, and I overheard this. I went to go and sit in that because I said this is just something amazing. 7,000, over 7,000 ahadith. Right? 7,275 ahadith. He says, for every hadith, I perform two rakats of salah before writing that hadith down. See sincereness. Now you want to know why is that kitab, does it have such a major impact on our lives? Most authentic after the Quran Sharif. Most authentic after the Quran Sharif. Sincereness. You know, he starts his Bukhari Sharif with which hadith? Innamal a'malu bin niyat. Actions are judged according to intentions. My intention, your intention, what is it? To impress? Allah forgive us, Allah protect us, cleanse our hearts. Truly cleanse our hearts. So, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh has quoted this narration of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu, where Sayyidina Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu said, will it please you if you are a quarter? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu quotes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Will it please you, see the golden chain, will it please you if you are a quarter of the inmates of paradise? The companions replied, yes, indeed, it would please us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ إِنِّي لَأَرْجُوا أَن تَكُونُوا نِصْفَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. By him in whose control is my life, I hope that you will comprise a half of the inmates of paradise. I am hopeful that you will comprise a half of the inmates of paradise. So you can see the ratios. Another hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi, Ahlul Jannah wa 20 saffan, 80 minha min hadhi al-ummah. The people of Jannah, they will have how many ranks? 120 ranks. 100, so it will be Ahlul Jannah. 120 صفا. That's how it's supposed to be. 80 منها من هذه الأمة. 80. So there will be 120 صفوف. 120 ranks, 120 lines. But this ummah will have 80 of them will be from this ummah. 40 min sa'ir al-umam. 40 will be from the rest of the narrations. So the ratio between this ummah and other communities in paradise is given differently at different times, ranging between 1/3, 1/4, 1/2, 2/3. And there's no conflict in this, in these ratios mentioned. That was the estimation Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given and has been increasing at different times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and make us amongst those of the highest ranks, but we have to make effort. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ It is in this that competitors compete.